10 people, including 8 passengers and 2 crew members, perished when flight HK4274 belonging to South Supreme Airlines crashed at Piri Airstrip in Ulur County in March 2021. The families of the victims filed a case against the airline's management for negligence, and the court ordered South Supreme Airlines to pay $100,000 each to the families of the 10 passengers who died during the plane crash. In a letter dated August 31, 2023, presiding judge James Ladu Jada of the Malakia High Court in Juba ordered the police to arrest the managing director of Supreme Airline, Ayi Duang Ayi, after failing to compensate the victims of the plane crash. Major General Daniel Justins, a spokesperson of the South Sudan National Police Service, says the police implemented the court order with immediate effect.
Yes, but you see, we have a unit of police attached to the court for implementation of court orders. It was that police who implemented it. People were yesterday talking of police station, but it was from the court to the prison. If he pays the money, then the police will bring the case to the court that the suspect, I mean the jail person, have paid the money. Immediately, the court will order his release.
Major General Redento Tangun is the spokesperson of the South Sudan National Prison Service.
We are here to execute the judicial sentence, judicial decrees and orders, which come from the competent court, having the logo of the court and the stem and the signature of the judge. Finished. If Ayi is committed according to what I say, then he must be in the prison.
Muinluak Alor Kual is the lawyer representing the families of the victims. He says Ayi was locked up in Juba Central Prison on Thursday.
Although we were not satisfied with that, the families of the victims told us as lawyers that they were tired and that they would want to put an end to this. So they say, please, let the court implement this. So we opened an exclusive file asking for that compensation. And the airline, well, was not coming forward in doing their obligation. We asked for the detention of the head of the management of that airline pending the settlement of the compensation.
Kual says if South Supreme Airline fails to pay the compensation, the victims' lawyers will ask the court to freeze the company's assets.
Whether they are vehicles, whether they are immovable assets of the airline company. We are looking for their assets. If we get their assets, we will also seize them and see if they would cover the amount that is supposed to be paid by them or not. But in the meantime, Ayi would remain there. There is no excuse. He would remain there, and when we gather assets that would bring that value, then we'll get back to the court again, and perhaps that's the time we can be released.
Repeated calls to Ayi Duang for comments on the story went unanswered, and the company's lawyer, Jose Manuel, declined to comment on Ayi's sentencings. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.